I'm Amy Cherry, and you're listening to CityCast, your source on the city. I bet you didn't know that 1 in 3 Bostonians are between the ages of 20 and 34 years old. Boston has the second largest share of young adults in the country. The 1 in 3 program began through the Boston Redevelopment Authority to give these young adults a voice. A few times a year, the 1 in 3 holds Real Talk forums, the most recent on profits and purpose, social responsibility at work. Featured in this podcast are Mayor Menino and Isabel Kriegel-Hardy, manager of 1 in 3 Boston, as well as various members of the Mayor's 1 in 3 Boston Advisory Council and Real Talk attendees.
My favorite part about Boston is the fact that it is small, and then just also the makeup of the city, and that, you know, it's a large college town, so there's a lot of young people in the city, and it's a small city. So one that means, you know, it's easy to meet a lot of people, it's easy to get around the city, and then, you know, the population that you meet, since it's a college city, you know, is mostly people who are young.
The mission of 1 in 3 is to connect Boston's 20 to 34-year-olds with resources for home buying, business development, professional networking, and civic engagement while connecting them to each other. We have programs such as the Mayor's Advisory Council, which is a 30-person body advising the mayor on all sorts of issues, some social, some cultural, some focused on civic engagement, some on housing, and some on young families living in the city.
I recognize the importance of young adults to the city of Boston for the present and the future of our city. Young adults work, live, and play in Boston. We want to ensure that they continue to thrive in our great city. 1 in 3 is my effort to create a bridge to City Hall that allows young adults to help share their future here in Boston.
The program's been incredibly successful. We just finished our application process for the 2006-2007 Mayor's Advisory Council. We noticed a doubling in the number of applicants from last year's Advisory Council, which is, while very exciting, made it an incredible challenge to select. I think they've got a great energy and they have some ideas already, and we've only just begun to meet about all sorts of things. They're eager to really change things so that the 20 to 34-year-old community really has access to stuff that the city's already working on, also to tweak programs so they're more appealing, better utilized by this demographic.
We had our first subcommittee meeting, so we have some goals set for us. We have a lot of cultural stuff we want to get involved with, as well as bridging the neighborhoods with new residents, the old residents.
I'm looking forward to meeting the people in my subcommittee. A part of it is really passionate about housing. There's a crucial housing crunch, and, you know, it's really expensive. So, I mean, if you live in Boston, then housing is on your mind. So I'm looking forward to most actually coming up with some really concrete goals and some solid ideas from the other people in my group and presenting it to the mayor and maybe, you know, changing the housing policies and the way it's done in the city.
We're really broadening the scope of 1 in 3 so that young parents feel that there's options for them to get involved. Folks that want to just have a more social component feel like there are ways to get involved through neighborhood nights. People that want to get involved civically can work with us on that. Our Real Talk forums are 3 times a year, free, open to the public. Really great way to meet people and also talk about some serious issues.
There are so many young people in the area that are a great resource, and as part of 1 in 3 Boston's mission is to keep them in the area and to use them and to get them engaged. And Real Talk does that by putting on a series of events 3 to 4 times a year talking about issues that
we've had 10 of them. We have our 11th. It's called Profits and Purpose, Social Responsibility at Work, which highlights an issue that we know is of great importance to the 1 in 3 community, which is whether you work in nonprofit, private, or public sector, how do you give back while working, even if it is private sector?
I think it brought together a lot of different groups from different parties, being public and private, nonprofit and profit, and it was educational and covered a lot of different territory.
The program was actually very informative from a perspective of someone who has not been in the corporate side too much of business, looking and seeing how corporate America is really pushing for civic engagement and community involvement is beautiful. It's important. It's close to my heart, and it makes me happy that the businesses in Boston are taking a piece of Boston.
This is now, I think, my 5th Real Talk event, and I keep coming back. Why? It's an interesting dynamic, and also an interesting way to meet people with diverse points of views.
This is the first one I've been to, and I was impressed. But yeah, it's good just to sit down and talk with people and bounce views off of other intelligent people and get their standpoint, their viewpoint on different subjects.
Boston is lucky and is very young, very vibrant, very diverse group of 20 to 34-year-olds are here, and we want to hear from this population. We don't want them to leave us in the future because they don't feel like the city listens to them or has resources that are targeting them.
For more information, you can visit the 1 in 3 website at www.1in3boston.org. That's all for this edition of CityCast. Tune in next time.